Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Thursday, February 10, 2011. Too fast, too busy to notice. The passage is from Psalm 139. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. When you're busy and trying to get out fast, you can miss things. Jacob was in a rush, trying to leave quickly with his whole household and all his livestock. He had good reason to leave, in fact. The Lord had told him to go. Jacob's father-in-law, Laban, had swindled him again and again, and now Laban's sons were stirring up trouble against him. They were jealous because Jacob had become wealthy in spite of Laban's cheating. What they didn't know was that God had blessed Jacob despite all the trouble Laban had been giving him. They were really no match for God and his power. The same was true, though, for Jacob. Although God was on his side and he knew it, Jacob still chose to deceive Laban by not telling him he was running away. Jacob still resorted to his old deceiving ways. When would he notice that he could depend on God and not his own methods? Generations later, another sinner put it this way: "You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me." Jacob would learn, but it would take a while. Later, God even laid his hand on Jacob, and that really slowed him down. In what ways might we be running? Is our busyness an excuse to avoid facing the truth about ourselves? Are we making so much noise that we can't hear the quiet voice of God's Spirit? Will you pray with me? Lord, keep us in step with you and help us listen to your voice. Amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.